After a refreshing hot shower, do you know where the moisture carried through the ductwork of your bathroom exhaust fan terminates? Where does all that moisture end up? Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Airing It Out with AirVent. My name is Paul Shelsey. I host AirVent's Attic Ventilation Ask the Expert seminars offered every winter to residential roofing professionals all across North America since 1998. Every time we take a shower, it generates water vapor, moisture. The longer the shower, the more water vapor. It's the job of the bathroom exhaust fan to remove that moisture properly to the outdoors. Common mistakes with bathroom fans include terminating the ductwork from the fan directly into the attic, attaching the ductwork to an attic exhaust vent not designed for bathroom venting, and running the ductwork to the soffit area of the house where a nearby attic intake vent is installed. To discuss all of this with us and share his experiences in the field, please welcome to the show Barry Sigler, a home inspector and owner of Barry Sigler Inspections in Canton, Ohio. Hello, Barry, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, Barry. Barry, you're a longtime attendee of the AirVent seminar in the Cleveland area, and for many years, you've been sharing photographs from the field showing examples of correct and incorrect attic ventilation. Thank you for that, Barry.
Well, and I thank you. And like you mentioned, I've been going to your seminars, the AirVent seminars, for quite a few years. And I keep going back because I'm not only refreshing things I learned there, but there's occasionally some new things that come up that you are going over in your seminars. And as a home inspector, we evolve as we go. We learn things continually. So it's a great thing that you put on this seminar to teach roofers and home inspectors and anybody that wants to know more about attic ventilation, about proper attic ventilation.
Thank you, Barry. It's interaction with folks like yourself, where you give us input on the type of information that's helpful, and then we add that to the content overall. So that helps the program and that helps the industry in general. So thank you for saying that, Barry. Barry, along those lines, you actually wrote to me and suggested today's podcast topic quite some time ago. I kept your note all these months. And if I may, you wrote to me and said that as a home inspector, you come across incorrect bathroom fan venting frequently. And you said in your letter, I get a lot of pushback from homeowners, realtors, builders, electricians, when I point out that the bathroom venting is incorrect.
I do. And it's kind of troubling that a lot of people will say, you're wrong. It's correct. And that, like I said, that's troubling. And then I have to try to explain it, try to back up my thoughts on it. And sometimes the word code gets involved in that, because although home inspectors are not code inspectors or code enforcers, more correctly, things that we report on are generally based on code.
Sure. I hope, Barry, because this is a common topic in our seminars, I hope that this podcast heads down the path to helping you and others in a similar situation, so you have info to help inform those who are doing it incorrectly, potentially. So along those lines, Barry, and before we get into the details of the common mistakes that you see and AirVent also shares in our seminar, why don't we talk about code briefly and what code says about bathroom venting? So Chapter 15 of the International Residential Code, IRC, discusses, among other things, bathroom exhaust fans. And the code states, the air removed by every mechanical exhaust system shall be discharged to the outdoors. Air shall not be exhausted into an attic, soffit, ridge vent, or crawl space. Now that's the IRC. It's a good idea to also check local building code and check with your local building department. But the big picture IRC states that. So Barry, with that as our foundation, let's dig into the most common bathroom exhaust fan mistakes you see. And I have the advantage of having your note from me when you wrote to me. So thank you again for that. We'll begin, Barry, with terminating the ductwork from the bathroom fan directly into the attic. Just dumping that moisture right into the attic. The reason this is problematic is it just dumps too much moisture into the attic. And if the listener is wondering, well, why can't the attic ventilation system remove the moisture? It's too much moisture to ask the attic vents to remove. It overwhelms the attic ventilation system. Barry, how common is this particular mistake in your experience? And if you would, could you share an example of what you've seen firsthand?
It is fairly common for it to be directly venting into an attic. And like you mentioned, it's a lot of moisture. And that moisture is going around the attic, and then it settles. Too much moisture can cause the wood framing in the attic to rot. Now, I really don't see that very often. I haven't seen that as being a real severe problem.
Sure.
But it also settles on the wood framing during a very cold time of the year. It'll frost.
Right.
So it'll be frost on the roof decking underneath in the attic. It will rust all the nails that are sticking out through the wood that the shingles are attached with. And it'll rust all that. And then it'll drip off those nails and drip. Even if the nails weren't there, it would still drip. And that goes on to the insulation. And I often see insulation. It's more noticeable like on cellulose insulation where there'll be like a crusty layer on top, which just indicates that it has been wet a lot and maybe dry when I see it, but it forms like a crust. And then if I stick my hand in there, you know, it's almost a totally different color underneath that crust. So it's compacting the insulation to a degree, mm-hmm. and making it less effective. So
right.
There's a lot of implications, a lot of causes that are from this. It's not just moisture in your attic. There's reasons you don't want that in your attic.
Right. The resulting outcomes of that moisture, that excess moisture, is what you're getting to. Yes, Barry. Barry, for just devil's advocate purposes, can you think of an example where the attic ventilation was fully operational? Plenty of intake, plenty of exhaust, which is what a proper attic ventilation system is. So it was balanced. And the bathroom fan ductwork dumped the moisture into the attic, and the ventilation system still could not handle it because it was just too much.
That's usually what I see. And it can not only result in the things I just mentioned, but it can cause mold growth mm-hmm. in your attic. And I have seen every piece of visible wood, meaning the roof sheathing and all the framing members in the attic, I've seen them all black. And that's not good.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Barry, another common mistake we should look at, please, is running the bathroom exhaust fan ductwork directly to an attic exhaust vent, such as a ridge vent or an individual box vent. Sometimes box vents are called a turtle vent or a pot vent. Some people call them a roof louver. Well, correct installation of bathroom fan ductwork includes attaching the ductwork to a vent hood, not an attic exhaust vent. Very simply, attic exhaust vents are not designed to have bathroom fan ductwork attached to them. And if they were, that would be made very clear by the manufacturer. The manufacturer would design a damper into the ridge vent, for example, or into the box vent. But the damper allows the moist air to exit the bathroom fan ductwork to the outdoors, but not backdraft down into the living space through the bathroom fan ductwork. Vent hoods have dampers. Attic exhaust vents typically do not. Barry, please, would you share with us what you see in the field during your home inspections specific to running ductwork to an attic exhaust vent?
I do see that quite often, and it's interesting how people make that happen. I have seen the ductwork kind of hanging up close to a ridge vent, like somebody will wire it up so that it's there and it's close to the ridge vent, but there's no possible way to attach it and make all the air go out. It's probably better than not trying to do something like that and just directly venting it into the attic. It's probably a little better than that. A
little bit better.
but not enough. And I've seen it hanging close to gable vents. I've seen them attempted to be near the roof louver box vents. And there's just no way to fully attach them so that all of the moisture and air from the bathroom goes outside. So it's in effect not venting to the interior as the code requires. Yes. Did I say interior? I meant exterior.
I know what you meant. Exterior. Right. Code requires to the exterior. Right. Barry, thank you for telling me about the gable louvers. I've not heard an example of that. That's interesting.
That fairly often.
Wow. Barry, I would like to say for the listener's benefit that if there are manufacturers of attic exhaust vents, like box vents, that are designed to receive the ductwork, then that's okay. Please confirm that, of course. But to just think that it's a vent and I can run the ductwork to it, that's not proper bathroom venting. Again, without that damper, that moisture could make its way back down into the ductwork.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Barry, for confirming that and sharing some of those examples. Gable louver, that's wild to me. Barry, the next common mistake is running the bathroom fan ductwork through the attic, so far so good, out into the soffit overhang area. And that's where it kind of goes south from there. The reason this is potentially problematic, when you take the ductwork out to the soffit, well, the soffit is the exact location of where attic intake vents are traditionally installed. The vents that are designed to allow air into an attic to vent the attic. Well, if we're dumping shower water moisture through the soffit and the wind is just right, it could be pushing that moisture that's trying to get out right back into the intake vents. Do you see that, Barry, sometimes?
I see that so very often. And frankly, I was hoping you'd get to that because this is. To me, the most problematic in that, with what we've mentioned before, I think most people can understand why it's wrong. Right?
Yes. So,
but when you take it to a soffit, this is where most people have a problem with me calling it wrong. Because sadly, even to this day, builders are building homes and they're venting to the soffits or through the soffits. And nobody tells them it's wrong. You know, obviously the local authority having jurisdiction isn't saying it's wrong, and they should be. And here's another little thing. So if you just take that duct hose to the soffit and just lay it in there, mm-hmm. that's one thing. Okay. But some builders think that it's acceptable to take it through that soffit and then put a little cover on the bottom. Now, think about that. You're only an inch better. Right? So it's still an intake vent. You're still getting all that moisture sucked back up into the attic, and it's only an inch difference. And how can that possibly be correct?
It's disappointing. It's disappointing, Barry, to hear examples like this.
You know, they think because it's now through the soffit and not in the soffit, it's okay.
No, it's...
can say it is not.
It's not. And Barry, the point of this for the listener is, so this moisture is exiting to the outdoors. We'll give you that. But what's right nearby is an intake vent. Well, hopefully there's an intake vent because you're trying to vent the attic. And that moisture could make its way right back in. Yeah. It's best to go through the roof vertically or out the side gable wall.
Right. Well, there's another thing in the codes about it has to be a certain distance from other vents.
Yes.
And it's never going to be a certain distance from the other vent. Now, if they're spaced soffit vents, it could be a little bit away from it, but not enough. You're never going to get 3 feet away from another vent.
Right. Barry, if I could put you on the spot, please, a little bit, and if you're comfortable doing so, would you share an example of the pushback you've received after you red flag incorrect bathroom exhaust fan venting?
I can. So nobody in the process of a transaction of somebody buying a home, nobody wants to hear these things. Nobody wants to have to correct them. Like I had one seller who happened to be an engineer that just really couldn't understand why I was saying it was wrong. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he engineered it and it was going to a soffit, and he just thought it would be worse doing it what I'm saying was the correct way. And he ended up doing it, but he was a seller and an engineer. Most buyers are not going to argue with me about it. You know, they're going to want it to how I recommend it. I actually had one buyer shoot an email back to me and said that if Barry Sigler is recommending it, let's see, how do you word that? He said, if Barry Sigler, Tom Silva from This Old House, and AirVent is recommending it be done this way, then I'm going to have it done that way. Okay. And I do. I don't know if you're familiar with This Old House program.
I am.
But Tom, there's a nice video that I usually reference where he shows how to correctly install it through a roof. And that's a good video to watch. He's also insulating that duct, that vent hose, mm-hmm. to prevent any condensation problems that could occur, and maybe then run back down to the fan and in the ceiling. But it's usually realtors don't like it. You know, some might understand it, but they hate to hear of any problems. But yeah, I get, and I've had some sellers just really tell me over and over, you're wrong. It's correct. You know, and, you know, they could be basing that on, well, the builder did it that way. It has to be right, you know, and reasons like that. But it's hard to convince people. To me, it seems like it's not rocket science, right? If you're trying to vent air, warm air, moist air, air with moisture, whatever.
Yeah.
Out an attic intake vent. What do you think's going to happen?
Right.
You know, it's, you got air coming in, and even if it's not wind, you know, if you got good ventilation, that's lower soffit and higher ridge, you've got that air movement that's happening anyway, without right. wind, and the moist air is coming back in the attic.
Barry, you have a challenging dynamic in that someone's trying to sell the property, someone else is buying, and your job is to point out potential concerns.
Right.
And I
it is, and I truly, I truly wish every house was perfect, and it would make my job so much easier, and everybody sure. else's. But that's not the real world, and so home inspectors are probably the best person that are most often going to find the problems. And we see the things that it causes. So, like, for instance, you could have a house with continuous vented soffit vents in combination with ridge vent of equal amounts, meaning 50-50 each, or even 60% intake and 40 exhaust, I think it's still pretty good.
Yes.
You could have that near perfect attic ventilation, but if you have a bathroom fan incorrectly installed, venting to a soffit vent, I often see, well, I run the gamut of what I see. So I could see 3 foot, 5 foot, 10 feet circle of black around that soffit area where that fan is venting. And sometimes it goes to every piece of wood in the attic is black. And I'm not testing for mold, but, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Agreed. And even though not every mold is problematic, it's still very unsightly.
Right, right. And like, so is it really that much of a detriment? Who am I to say? But here's the thing. Let's say the buyer or someone in the buyer's family has a compromised immune system, or they have asthma, or they have other lung issues. It could be more severe mm-hmm. for them than it would other people. And even on another note, if they do nothing about this, when they go to sell the house 5, 10, 15 years down the road, whatever, their potential buyer hopefully is going to have a good home inspector that calls it out. And then they're going to ask for something to be done about it. And now it's much worse.
Right.
And if they pay, and it's could be a lot of money to remediate attic mold and fix all this. And it's not easy. But anyway,
where's the cycle end, Barry?
Yeah. So they could be spending a lot of money doing this and never benefited from the results of it. And I hate to keep rambling, but fixing the fan venting, and if there's mold, remediating the mold, none of that is easy in an attic, because attics are not easy to traverse in. You know, if you're in an attic, you have the very good possibility you could fall through the ceiling into the room below you.
Got to watch your step, for sure.
You definitely have to watch your step. If the insulation's above trusses or joists, you know, you don't know where to step that's safe. And that's problematic, you know. Plus, the accesses can be really tiny and really hard to get to places, like in a bedroom closet ceiling.
Yes.
So all these difficulties are going to add to the difficulty of fixing these problems and the cost of doing it. And you got to find somebody qualified and willing to do these things. So, yeah, there's a lot of things to think about.
One would hope that going forward, new homes being built aren't done incorrectly with the bathroom fan. And in terms of the cycle, when you mentioned the next time it's being sold, the house, we want to put an end to the cycle of it not being corrected. We want to get it fixed if it's possible.
Yeah, and might I interrupt you and say that it's so much easier to do it while the house is being built,
right,
than afterwards. So, and it's got to be cheaper and easier to do it right from the get-go.
Agreed. And if I may, Barry, just to circle back one more note for our listeners, when you were mentioning about compromised immune systems, the mold can potentially affect the indoor air quality, which was probably obvious by what you were saying, but just to clarify, so we don't want to risk any of that, aside from the building materials deteriorating and any shortened roof life, there's indoor air quality, et cetera. So I wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, I think not everybody is affected the same way.
No.
And there might be a lot of people that wouldn't be affected, but there's going to be some that will be. And it could be bad for them.
Yes. Barry, I've really enjoyed this conversation with you, and this is a topic that I've been wanting to get to. So thanks for writing to me about it. As we wind down and wrap up the episode, is there anything you'd like to add either about bathroom exhaust fan venting or anything in general?
Well, nothing really comes to mind. I think we've pretty well covered it. Maybe one other thing. Let's say you're selling a home and somebody, you have a potential buyer's home inspector report these things being wrong and the implications of it being wrong. And maybe the buyer ends up not buying the house and you go to try to sell your house again. If you're aware of them, you're supposed to disclose that to any potential buyers, and you should, and you might end up having to fix it anyway.
Right. So sooner or later, it might happen anyway.
Right. And also, I mean, this may, or, you know, maybe it remotely could happen, but let's say this scenario is the same, but the next buyer, let's say he doesn't have a home inspection, or his home inspector's much bigger than I am and can't get into that tiny little opening into the attic and doesn't inspect the attic and doesn't report these things. Let's say this buyer buys the house, and if they have health issues due to possible attic mold, is it a possibility the seller of that house could be held liable for that? Lots of things to think about. I don't know the real answer, but, you know, I'm not an attorney.
It's not worth the risk, I think, Barry, is the bottom line.
But yeah, there's a lot of things to consider and think about regarding all of this. So when people scoff at what I'm reporting and take it lightly, they really shouldn't.
I want to thank you for this topic idea, Barry. I hope this podcast goes a step toward helping everyone out there who gets challenged about proper bathroom venting. And I want to thank you for being our guest today, Barry. You always generously share with me your time and tips, your field photos, keep them coming. On behalf of AirVent, the industry, and homeowners, thank you, Barry.
Well, thank you, Paul. I'm glad to have this opportunity.
Every day, occupants of the house generate 2 to 4 gallons of water vapor through activities that include showering. Make sure the bathroom exhaust fan is properly ducted to the outside to handle that shower moisture. Well, that wraps up this episode. Please leave a review on YouTube or whatever platform you used to listen to this episode. Be sure to let us know if there's a topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Maybe you'd like to be a guest one day, like Barry was a guest. Drop us a note on the podcast page of our website, airvent.com. You can also reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And please come back for more Airing It Out with AirVent. I'm Paul Shelsey. Thanks for listening.